So a pretty clear message from Jesus in the gospel. Maybe not too easy to follow, but it's pretty clear. This notion of being repaid for the good that we do. It's a good point of reflection on our how frequently we're motivated by self-interest. We do things in order for us to receive something in return. And one of the many dangers of that is when it comes to salvation, and this is what St. Paul is referencing, the righteousness and the sin of the Jews who thought by keeping the law they had earned their place, that God would repay them for how well they kept the law. And we had, you know, a couple of feast days at the end of last week, so we missed some of this continuous reading of St. Paul to the Romans, but the beginning of this chapter 11 that we're in today, he's talking about that, about the Jews and the Gentiles, and how the Jews, the sons of the promise, but because of their inability to live in the mercy of God, they kind of lost. And when they refused to receive Jesus as the Son of God, because of that, allowed the gospel message to be given to the Gentiles, those who were disobedient from the very beginning. And now the Gentiles received the mercy of God. And the plan, what should have happened was, when the Jews saw the Gentiles being received at the mercy, it should have softened the hearts of the Jews so that they in turn would receive the mercy and the one family of God would be reunited. That was the mind of God that he says, who can understand the mind of God? It doesn't really make sense to our self-interested actions and thoughts and the things that we do. I do this, now I get repaid for that. God's mind is beyond all of those things. And so we have to reflect. In my love and my service towards the Lord and towards his church, am I motivated by self-interest? Do I think that God owes me something? That he has to give me something because of how good I am. How often I get to come to daily mass. How many days in a row I've prayed the rosary. How often I do these things. And we keep a tally. And we want to prove to God how good we are. That somehow we've deserved his favor. That's not the mind of God. The only reason we can even do those good things, it's because God has loved us. It's his spirit living within us that allows us to do these good things. We pray today for the grace to continually be open to that grace, to that life-transforming, life-changing mercy. So we stop keeping a tab, stop keeping a tally, and don't really care about the result. The image I had when I was praying this morning was like an assembly line in a production plant. Now, this is just my job. What happens down there at the other end of the line doesn't really matter to me. If I'm repaid or how I'm repaid or what happens to them doesn't really matter. My job is to love. Whether I think you're worthy of it or not, whether I think I'm able to or not, my job is to love. That's my response to God's love for me. Let us pray that every circumstance we face today, every person we encounter today, we just love. Let's ask for that grace.